40 Days Pondering Heaven. Day 27. Will we eat food in heaven? Luke 22, verse 16. Jesus is speaking, and he says, "For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." And then in Luke 24, we read, "They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence." Hi, this is Jim Brown. The Bible suggests that while the nature of our existence will be transformed, the act of eating is not erased, but redeemed. Jesus himself answered this question through his resurrection. After rising from the dead, he ate in front of the disciples. This was not because he needed sustenance to survive. Rather, it was a profound physical demonstration that he was truly alive, tangible, and present. In Revelation, we see further imagery of a great banquet. John writes of the marriage supper of the Lamb, a grand feast celebrating the union of Christ and his people. Revelation 22, verse 2 says, "Down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month." Unquote. So once again, God provides abundantly. Therefore, the answer seems to be yes, but the experience will be elevated. We will not likely eat out of necessity, but out of gratitude, fellowship, and delight. The meals of heaven will be gatherings in which we will share the presence of our Creator, savoring the goodness of a restored creation. Until that day, may we treat every earthly meal with thanksgiving, as a foretaste and a small reminder that God is a good God and that His kingdom is a place where no one goes hungry. My prayer. Lord, heaven is going to be much more than I can think or imagine, but I know it's going to be amazing and wonderful. Thank you. Amen. Bonus, something else that won't be in heaven, politics.